Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 6th of March, recording at 9, oh gosh, 49 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Sorry it's so late. This now, first quick review here. Well, bellwether Japan had a steady day on the Nikkei, but it really wasn't confirmed by the Banks Index or the TSE. Two index, small caps index. India, another new high. It's been a tower of strength recently, but for how much longer? Well, possibly a little while, but because the European markets were on the upside today, but Wall Street did deteriorate after they closed, and well, off the lows of the day, maybe 20% of the losses were recouped, but we've still got some notable, not for their percentage or size. Percentages are from 0.57 on the Dow to 0.72 on the NASDAQ, 0.70 on the S&P. But Dow falling back below the 11,000 level. This certainly, technical deterioration has the upper hand here after bellwether Japan set a favorable tone, at least if you look at the Nikkei that Europe picked up on. Now, elsewhere, the really important development: we had a weak bond market, U.S. bond market again today, again a weak bond market, and I posted a. On the site, a chart of the 10-year Treasury bond futures, which have now fallen to their lowest level since 2002. And that really does look like a possible completion of the big Type 3 top that I've been talking about and talking about and talking about for years. Okay, let's go on here to some of the highlights. Dollar just a little bit steadier, particularly against the yen. So no meltdown in the carry trade just yet. Precious metals soft in here today, and that briefly took silver back below the $10 level, although it's trading above that right now. And put spot gold down. About $10. These are nervous conditions in here. Oil sector was weak as well. Okay, so let's get back to the stock market cycle. Third year anniversary of the rally, and some of these indices are looking tired. If I weigh all the bull points and the bear points up, I can still say that a majority are still okay. In other words, they haven't seen any real uptrend deterioration, but that may not be the best way to look at it. It may be more important to look at some of the ones that had led the move overall and have either clearly lost upward momentum, such as Japan, a good example, it certainly led the way from the July lows last year. And I think it's the fact that a number of the stock market indices are starting to deteriorate, whereas in December they all looked pretty good, except some of the Wall Street ones were lagging. And well, they continued to lag in here this year. Okay, I don't like this environment. I do think it's risky. I'm not any big bear, though. I'm only looking for a medium-term correction, as you know. But a medium-term correction, if one's not prepared for it, can be pretty frightening. And I do not think this is a time to be putting new money in the stock market. I'm riding out my investment positions because I really, really do like them. No doubt at some point, if we see the medium-term correction, I will regret not having lightened something. I'm human, after all, for certain. And I didn't mean that in an arrogant sense, but I just meant that I would regret not having pulled them out. But meanwhile, things like the Aberdeen New Tie Fund continue to hit new highs, and the JP Morgan Indian investment trust. It's my biggest position overall, and the Aberdeen New Tie Fund's been getting bigger, moving up the rankings here by virtue of this late run that it's been making. But again, I'm holding those positions, and I'm doing so not in any great state of anxiety because I have some hedge shorts, and I might well have some more hedge shorts, but I may put more of them on in the bond market than in the stock markets. So, more risky environment here, certainly for the becoming that way for the short term and very much for the medium term, in my view. The treasury bond situation is, I think, really quite important, and really the specter of long-term interest rates going up. If you look for a bullish lining in this, it's only that it will help to stay the US Federal Reserve's hand in terms of interest rate cuts. But the implications here are worrying for the housing market if we get further follow-through in this long-dated government bond market, and worrying therefore also for the economy. And that may well be very worrying for the stock market over the short to medium term. Point made. Okay, in currencies, I expect the dollar to see a ranging decline overall, but I wouldn't mind adding a bit to my dollar short position, but I'll only really do it on a bit of strength, but not too much strength, because if it were to violate the overall downward trending bias, then I would have to think again about that position, particularly given the negative interest rate differentials for the two shorts that I have at the moment, which are against the Swiss franc and the euro. Now, in the metals, the industrial metals softened earlier on in the day, but mostly closed fairly steady, or where they were down, they were well off their lows. But precious metals really did get clipped after the LME, London Metal Exchange metals closed. Now, I've been fretting about a cascade effect. I was disappointed that I sold my silver a couple of days before it had that blast up above $10, but and then I resisted the temptation to go in and buy something else on the basis that it might follow through. I just feel this environment is a little bit too risky for me overall to want to go in to markets where the action's been very, very crowded. I've mentioned this several times before, but I'd rather concentrate on areas that I think that are perhaps undertraded or go against the consensus, such as shorting the dollar, shorting government bonds. I've got the Bunds short, and I've been talking about adding JGBs, and I can make an awfully good case for adding US Treasury bonds in here as well, because people have been terribly bullish of bonds until recently. So I don't want to be a late participant hanging around in markets where there are likely to be a lot of highly leveraged hedge fund positions and other speculative positions. So that's put me off the precious metals temporarily, although I think it's a fabulous sector as far as the long term is concerned. But we can see some pretty swingeing corrections even within these long term upward trends. And I've got enough on my plate here with this ridiculous natural gas situation, which is still dead in the water here, drifting down. The best hope on that is, well, again, prices are cheap. It's nestled down in the base formation, and I assume that there are some not insubstantial shorts in the market, as it has been trending down quite consistently for a few months or so. But it requires, again, it requires a bit of a rally and particularly in upper dynamic, to start to put those short positions under pressure. I'll sweat that one out, but I don't want to be sweating out many other positions. And I think that's it. But by far the most important thing going on here today is that weakness of the U.S. Treasury bonds. So if we're seeing a breakdown in the futures price, that's the one I posted, but you can go right into the library and look at the yields, those 10-year yields, you will see those pushing up. Looks like a completed type 3 base. Okay, folks, all the best.